Good afternoon, Friday Farm News here on the Red River Farm Network. I'm Kara Hart, along with Randy Cunnan and Megan Turnquist. By a voice vote, the U.S. House just approved a $2 trillion coronavirus stimulus package that passed the Senate earlier this week. This clears the way for President Trump's signature as the coronavirus continues to spread in the United States. The legislation is considered the largest emergency aid package in U.S. history, featuring $350 billion in Small Business Administration loans.
According to pro-farmer policy analyst Jim Wiesmeyer, funding for agriculture within the third coronavirus stimulus package is a cash flow lifeline. Senate passed version includes an additional $9.5 billion for USDA to support local food providers and specialty crop and livestock producers.
And in addition, the measure boosts the Commodity Credit Corporation borrowing authority as much as $14 billion. So that's a clear signal to me, at least, that later on, probably sometime this summer, we'll have another announcement of a program similar to, but probably named different than the Market Facilitation Program, because it'll be more expansive, it'll cover more crops and livestock, and it'll be more flexible.
The other recent COVID-19 development for agriculture is the U.S. Department of State granting interview waivers for H-2A program workers. Wiesmeyer explains.
It allows the consulates to waive the in-person interviews on a first-time and returning H-2 applicants, that's both H-2A and H-2B, that have no apparent ineligibility or potential eligibility. So that means the interview waiver can apply to those whose previous visas expired within the past 48 hours and didn't previously require a waiver of ineligibility if they're applying for the same classification as their prior visa. In other words, more flexibility. You know, that's the bottom line.
The cattle industry is working with Congress and the administration to help producers. Consumers need protein products on grocery store shelves with a drop-off in food service sector. While that need is being reflected in the market chain, National Cattlemen's Beef Association Vice President for Government Affairs Ethan Lane says it is not being reflected for calf producers and feeders.
The difference between what we've seen as far as profit on the box beef side and what our producers are putting in their pocket in the market is striking, and it's just not reflective of reality. Because we do have that underlying price discovery issue in our cattle markets, and yeah, we're seeing some rebound this week, and we're seeing cash prices up in that 120 plus range, which is good news. It's moving back in the right direction, but it's nowhere near enough to make up for the losses.
Lane goes on to say a portion of the $2 trillion relief effort will benefit producers.
Even though typically the cattle industry doesn't ask for that kind of cash support from the government, but these are extraordinary times, and so we've engaged in some extraordinary measures. And the package that was passed out of the Senate includes $9.5 billion in aid for what they're describing as specialty crop, local food systems, and livestock producers. So that's the bucket from which we're going to be able to receive some support for producers.
Local sugar beet cooperatives are starting to receive disaster aid from the USDA. American Crystal Sugar Company Director of Government Affairs Kevin Price says on Thursday the co-op received more than $82 million to disperse to shareholders. Shareholders can now apply for those funds.
It's a simple process. We are dispersing the money to the shareholders based on their planted acreage in 2019. Shareholders know that, and so they would fill out a form that lists their planted acreage. There's a payment per planted acre of roughly $207, and so they would have their, it's a simple mathematical equation of planted acreage times that number. It's not exactly 207, but 206, 207. that would produce a dollar amount, and we will send them a check for that amount.
Price says anyone who does receive this assistance will need to commit to buying insurance for the next 2 years, 2021 and 2022. Price also says putting this together was a complicated process.
We're pleased with the final result and the timeliness of it, and know that we think we were able to get this money in a meaningful amount and in a very reasonable amount of time. A lot of times these disaster programs don't reach the growers for, you know, a long time after the event occurred, and we think that this was done in a very timely fashion.
The USDA approved the distribution of $285 million in disaster aid for six sugar beet cooperatives across the United States.
Minnesota House Agriculture and Food Finance and Policy Division Chair Gene Poppe is cautiously optimistic the Minnesota legislature can tackle some of the more pressing needs once the COVID-19 pandemic settles down.
But if we can get through this period with the COVID-19, we still can be looking at a tax bill, we can still look at a bonding bill, we can still look at policy bills or other kinds of things that typically do come forward. So we've got time.
Poppe says leadership is looking at the possibility of amending rules short term to possibly allow remote hearings or voting for members.
If we can vote remotely, how can we on a remote basis maybe hold hearings or have committee meetings? That's really something that is uncharted territory that we're looking at. But if we can do some of that, then we can continue to do the work, although it won't be as public and as obvious as maybe it previously has been, but it would still be able to continue so that once we do have the opportunity to gather together or to take votes, we'd be able to do some of those things.
Reporting Agriculture's Business, you're listening to the Red River Farm Network.
Friday Farm News here on the Red River Farm Network. USDA Farm Service Agency county offices are open by phone appointment only. A press release says FSA is relaxing the loan-making process and adding flexibilities for servicing direct and guaranteed loans to provide credit to farmers in need using online tools and email whenever possible.
The grain markets continue to struggle with demand today. Standard Grain President Joe Vaklovic says the wheat is finding strength on chatter that Russia will limit exports.
Numbers that were discussed in regard to that Russia situation were not necessarily enough to disrupt anything significantly, but I think it's a positive headline. The ethanol situation continues to weigh on corn. People are talking about just a tremendous amount of demand loss due to this ethanol situation and the fact that the ethanol producer in this country just can't make money.
Livestock markets are under pressure, too.
Live cattle in the cash market at least traded, 118 up to 120 yesterday, and we've got the April board down south of 102 here this morning. And that contract will get into deliveries here in the next week and a half, I think. So we're going to have to see some convergence. We haven't seen it yet. I imagine we meet in the middle somewhere, but I still think there's a lot of skepticism regarding this strong cash cattle market and the strong box beef market. I think there are people out there who believe that it's temporary. It's kind of a blip on the radar.
USDA's quarterly hogs and pigs report, which is out yesterday, generally was within trade expectations. The total swine herd inventory up 4% from a year ago, down 1% from December. The breeding herd is up slightly from last year and down 1% from last quarter. And the market hog inventory is up 4% from a year ago, down 1% from last quarter. Jim Mintert, who is the director of Purdue Center for Commercial Agriculture, expects the demand side of the market to be the primary driver in the upcoming weeks.
As you go forward, I think the real concern is going to be what happens to pork product prices and in turn hog prices as we see the impacts of COVID-19 spill over into increasing unemployment, lower consumer income levels, and also the potential impact with respect to pork exports.
There are expectations for large pork exports to China to alleviate their protein shortages due to African swine fever. Mintert believes that will be influenced by China's ability to recover economically from COVID-19.
There were 9.3 million hogs and pigs on Minnesota farms as of March 1st, according to that latest hogs and pigs report. The March 1st inventory, down 1% from the previous quarter, but 6% more than a year ago. Marketings were up 6% from a year ago, but Minnesota's breeding herd is down 3%.
There was a record 2.03 million hogs and pigs on South Dakota farms as of March 1st. That, according to that latest USDA National Agricultural Statistics Service hogs and pigs report, that March 1st inventory is up 1% from the previous quarter and 10% more than 1 year ago.
A drop in oil prices is coinciding with the coronavirus pandemic impacting ethanol demand. American Coalition for Ethanol CEO Brian Jennings says that's a recipe for disaster. Jennings says there are a few ethanol producers in the Northern Plains that have cut back on production.
I think Midwest Ag Energy in North Dakota has cut back but not shut down. I know there are a couple plants in Minnesota, High Water being one, that has cut back a bit. NuGen in South Dakota, to my knowledge, is shut down. We are told Poet quit buying corn at most of their plants.
Zahner Group Ag Hedge lead Ted Seifried says the lack of ethanol demand remains a big concern for the corn market.
It's a scary kind of thing. You know, I mean, the ethanol part of our balance sheet for corn is really kind of falling apart in a hurry right now because nobody is driving at the moment. There's a lot of trucks on the road, but not a lot of car traffic on the road. And unleaded gasoline demand has really fallen sharply, so that therefore the blend has fallen very sharply. Ethanol prices have fallen very sharply. A lot of ethanol plants shuttering down, or at the very least, the bids have dropped dramatically. So that's a problem. We've had to deal with that here with the last 2 weeks in corn.
A new report from CoBank says solid inventories, low interest rates, and a backlog of field work should be good news for ag sales and services heading into spring planting. CoBank grain and farm supply economist Ken Zuckerberg expects demand for crop protection products, fertilizer, and custom application services to be robust. Reporting Agriculture's Business, this is the Red River Farm Network.
Welcome to Inside Agriculture on the Red River Farm Network. Let's catch up with Ag Week reporter Mikkel Pates. Mikkel, what do you have for us on the cover of Ag Week for next week?
Well, this is kind of a look at the current situation through the eyes of grain marketers. I've talked to some elevator operators in North Dakota, Minnesota, and South Dakota about the ongoing impacts of the trade tariff war and how that's affected volume, as well as, you know, some of the current issues of the coronavirus, whether this has affected people. And then, you know, just how people are ready with supplies for farmers for putting in the 2020 crop, even as they're still taking off the 2019 crop in some places. So it's kind of a triple-headed areas of concern for different elevators in the region.
How's the attitudes been of the guys, of the elevator managers?
Well, I would say depends on who you're talking to. I think over Minnesota, they've got a little more, upbeat situation. They have another way of going down the Mississippi, and they have more regional uses for some of these grains than you do if you're out in South Dakota, maybe. Not as much livestock out there. And then up in North Dakota, they're oddly, they're now affected more by changes in ethanol production and such like that. So It's a different picture wherever you go.
Well, Mikkel, sounds interesting. Looking forward to reading about it next week's Ag Week.
Taking a look at the markets before we leave you this afternoon. May Minneapolis wheat up 2.5 at 5.33¾. May Chicago wheat up 4.5 at 5.73¼. May Kansas City wheat up 3/4 at 4.88. May corn down 2.5 at 3.46¼. December corn down 3 at 3.64¼. May beans up 1¾ at 8.82. November beans down 1 at 8.78. April live cattle down $4.35 at $101.10. April feeder cattle down $4.50. May down $4.50 as well at $120.92. April lean hogs down $4 at $58.90. Thanks for joining us. Have a great day. This is the Red River Farm Network.